The conference will now begin.
Okay, Trevor, we'll start in 1 minute. Okay. I'm a little young. Are you with your show today? Oh, there he is. There's the topic. So, are you with me? Yisrael, we missed you yesterday.
What do you
mean? I didn't see your face. I only saw Yaakov's face.
Sorry. I was actually in Brooklyn yesterday.
It's okay. You're allowed. Don't let it ever happen again, but you're allowed.
Thanks for noticing, but in all seriousness, I couldn't even call it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Okay. Yaakov, make sure you can call in next time. Okay, here we go.
No, it wasn't that. I was just
busy. You're very busy at that time. Okay, here we go. We are now on page 143. 143. So, yesterday we discussed the ability to build the Beis Hamikdash within ourselves. When one is misavil, when one mourns. And to mourn, we explain that you need to really understand what you're mourning. The more that you mourn, which means the more that you understand, means that you're building that person, that place, the Beis HaMikdash, in your mind. And when you build that in a real way, your zoche in the world of Ruchnis, the world of Ruchnis is not bound by space, time, place. Ruchnis is above that. The neshama is above any space, above any time. So if you, in your spirituality, in your metaphysical self, can build the Beis HaMikdash by your das, by your understanding, your appreciating it, appreciating is also a word that's not in time, space. Appreciating is a spiritual word. It's not bound by anything. So if you can build a spiritual Beis HaMikdash in your heart, then you could be zocha to the spiritual, give me a good word, spiritual blessings and shefa and the orpanim that comes from it. Yes, in the physical reality, you're not making aliyah l'regel. That is going to come in Eretz Hashem soon. Maybe amenu. But in the spiritual reality, you can make an aliyah l'regel. Make an aliyah l'regel by waking up by chatzos, which is an aliyah, right? You have to get up. By chatzos, you get up, aliyah, and the regel, right? And then you mourn over it by chatzos. You're supposed to say tehillim, cry to the Beis HaMikdash that we lost. The Beis HaMikdash, start to feel what we lost. Like I mentioned yesterday at the end, Rabbi Victor Miller says, because even a person who can't get up at Chatzos is very difficult, it doesn't mean you lost the ability to mourn over the Beis HaMikdash and feel its light, because the Beis HaMikdash is found in place, it's found in time, and it's found in your soul, in your nefesh. So in the place, we're not there, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. In time, that's chatzos. That's also very difficult. But in your soul, you can find the Beis HaMikdash. So Victor Miller says, sit on the floor for a second, for a minute, and think about the Beis HaMikdash. Mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, even for 1 minute in the afternoon. And that way, you can build the Beis HaMikdash in your heart and feel the orpan that's coming from it. That's what we said yesterday. So on page 143, we continue. Vizishim askin aliyas regalim b'tikun chatzos. Because you could ask a question. If you've ever said Tikkun Chatzos, if you've ever seen Tikkun Leah and Tikkun Rachel, and you've seen the Tehillim that accompany, that make up Tikkun Chatzos, there's some Tehillim there that are happy, joyous. And they talk about the Shalosh Regalim. What are they doing when you're supposed to be mourning the Beis HaMikdash? But the answer, of course, is that by appreciating what was, you can mourn it in a better way. This is why we mention Aliyah L'Regel, the Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, by Tikkun Chatzos, the Mizra Kayal Tarug Afikinayim, you know, like a heart, like a deer that longs for the water, so too my nefesh longs to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says in that Tehillim, it says, Ela Ezkira, and it goes on, Ki Ebor Basach Ad Eda Dein Ad Beisakim. I remember Shad David HaMelech, that I was going, even though this is a Nevuah, we know David HaMelech never built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. David HaMelech says, I remember that I would go with multitudes. There was a procession going to the Beis Elokim. Could be, I don't know, I didn't look it up. It could be that he was talking about in Shiloh. I'm not sure exactly or when it was moved. But Shehu Ma Shehayu Olim Beregel Beis HaMikdash K'moshuris Rashi. Rashi says that this Tehillim is speaking about a time that all the Olim Beregel, all the people of Klal Yisrael coming up from Chevron, coming down from Haifa, and coming from Tzfas and then Nebrak and then Negev, they're all coming together to make an Aliyah Beregel in a big procession. The multitude of people, we say that by Chatzos. At the time of the morning of Beis HaMikdash, we mention what once was by the Beis HaMikdash in order to give life to that morning. The word panim, the face, because we're trying to connect to the light, or panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's flowing through the Beis HaMikdash, that we would receive by the Shalosh HaGolim, that gives giving light to our little puzzle pieces. I keep using the same mushroom to keep that mushroom alive. When you went to the Beis HaMikdash, you had a glimpse of what the full puzzle looked like, 500,000 pieces. You had a glimpse of what that looked like. So when you went back home and you were, you know, day to day, puzzle piece after puzzle piece, which are could be boring, you were given a vitality, a vigor, an energy to enter into those quote-unquote small malachos that you do daily. You gave it an energy. Because you were zochah to the or panim by seeing that glimpse of the total picture, looking what the puzzle is going to look like. It gives you the ability to put puzzle piece after puzzle piece, even though it's long, it's hard, it's tiring, it's overwhelming at times, but it gives you that chizuk. So it mentions panim three times in this Tehillim, because it's talking about the Shalosh HaGolim. And the puzzle says, he's like talking to his nefesh, why are you so downcast? Why are you so low? He ordered them to use his panim. Don't be so low. You're going to see the salvation from his face, from the Or Panim, from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nefesh feels low. The nefesh feels another davening, another gemara, another mitzvah, another elul, and more tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you got to fire it up with the Or Panim. No, Yom Kippur is huge. Yom Kippur is the biggest day of the year. Rosh Hashanah is to judge us, to make us better, to make us happy. It's to raise us up. V'chein shalosh panim. The three times as panim is for those three times of the year. Shehem Hashalosh Regalim, these are the three regalim shai olim bahem, the kabel or panim. That we go up to receive from the light the face of the Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Beis HaMikdash. The Alkim Tzrichim Nasat B'Torah B'Chatzos, and that's why a person we've mentioned already in other halachos, that after you get up at Chatzos, and after you wash Negevasim, and after you say Birchas HaTorah, and after you say the Tehillim, you should be learning at that point. You have to put in Torah into the Zman HaChatzos. Ki kol oz v'oz shel HaTorah HaKadosha, every letter, the Beis of Bereishis, the Reish of Bereishis, the Aleph of Bereishis, the Shin of Bereishis, the Yud, every oz in Torah Shebichsav, in Torah Shebalpeh, every letter itself, kulam hem shi'urim v'tzimtzum kadoshim lahasig halakusi yizbarach adeza. Every letter is a constricted light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he made the Tehav Beis Osios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a tremendous light, tremendous amount of energy that was just one. But if it's just one, there could be no people. There can't be a Torah. You can't have a Torah that just has an Aleph. How would you learn such a Torah? So what Hashem did was he took the Aleph, and he took the light really before the Aleph, actually, and he allowed light in to 22 places, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Each one has its own form. Each one has a different name. Right? Every letter looks different. Every letter has a different name. And each one is a small piece, is a small puzzle piece, which would make up the big glimpse of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing we've been discussing the whole time. There's a very high level perception of God, just light, which is unfathomable because we need to see something. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took that huge picture. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest Rebbe, right? We said we need a big tzaddik. So Kadosh Baruch Hu broke it down, or you guys start from this way probably, you broke it down to an Aleph, a Beis, a Gimel, a Dal. He poured ink. He poured his elokos, he poured his godliness into each letter. And it's from those letters that make up the Torah. And that's why when we learn the Torah, we're learning his ruts and we're learning his will. When you learn his Torah, you're being dovek to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Baal Shem Tov is hidden in the Torah because he's hidden in the Osios. He put himself into the Osios. As it says, Anoch Hashem Okecha is Anna Nashik Savas Yehovas. Anoch Hashem Okecha says, Hashem says, I put my nefesh into the Torah. How did he put his nefesh into the Torah? Because every os in the Torah, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Hei, Vav, has a piece of him in there. The next one, it says, though, it says, so that's why you, at that time, by the Chatzos, when we're trying to allow the light of the Beis HaMikdash into the little puzzle pieces, so too we learn Torah, which is taking the big Elokus and bringing it down to small puzzle pieces, and Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal. Yes, it makes sense? Ellie, you saw it makes sense? Good. By Idea Torah, Sha'uskin, Ozba Lailan, when you learn Torah at that time of night, or in the morning, depending on what you call it, Nim Shechalot Chutcha Chesedayom. The Gemara says that you get a special Chutcha Chesed, a string, a thread of Chesed, by Yom. Kemoshan Rebbe Hussein Azal, the Chazal is saying, Gemara Chagigam, if you learn Torah by night, by Chatzos, you're going to get a special Chesed during the day. What's that Chesed? That Chesed is that every puzzle piece, every word of tefillah, every word of Gemara, every smile, every mitzvah you do, sitzis and tefillin, and everything you do in a day is going to be filled with the light of a Kaddish Baruch. Because since you enter into the light of Hashem, through the osios, the broken down pieces, so too, when I break my day down into tefillin and tefillah and Gemara, and even going to school and going to work, which of course everything is governed by Kaddish Baruch Hu, they will also be filled with vitality, the orpan of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. By their chesed, their coats and the chokhim of the mouth of the bonus of the shlemus ba'aliyas, hashachar. We said that when a person breaks down pieces, it often gets boring, and the other side, the klipos, grab it, whether from the overwhelming nature, whether they try to dangle in front of you other philosophies. But when you're excited about tefillin, you can't make me not do tefillin. When you're excited about learning, you can't confuse me with some kind of philosophy book or something. When I'm excited about davening and learning, I won't become overwhelmed so easily. So the chesed that we get is given to us during the day to give us that light, to give us that energy, to give us that simcha, that geschmack from each and every piece in order that the philosophies, the overwhelming nature, the overburdening nature is taken away. This is awesome. Why would I? I'm not overburdened. This is great. I want more. Give me more. And in that way, we can build the malchus v'shleimus and its full grandeur by the shachar in the morning. When we get up, Modani, the Bechinas v'huchan v'chesed kisei v'kadosh baruch hu, that is a throne, is a chair. It's built with what? With chesed. Like we said, chesed builds. You give to another person, you're building. Someone else says, me, from my right side, I'll never fall. Because when you believe the kadosh baruch hu on your right side, and you believe that the kadosh baruch hu always wants to build you and make you better, and has your best interest in mind, he's always building you, so you'll never falter. Even when you think you fell, it's just another stepping stone. It looks like you fell, but you fell up, not falling down. There's no such thing. We can move into kavanas, or it doesn't make kavanas. So we have to try our best to A, maybe take a minute of the day, sit on the floor. I did it yesterday, right after I finished with this. I mounted down on the floor. For a minute, I thought about the Beis HaMikdash because I mentioned it. I did it. It was Hakei Geshmak. It was Gevaldik. And we should try to do as whatever we can. And to, even though it's hard to learn Torah by Chatzos, but again, continually trying to wake up a little bit earlier to slowly make our own Aliyah ascend higher and higher. Kaddosh Baruch Hu, I wish I have a beautiful day. We'll continue tomorrow, I hope.